All right. Welcome back to Season 2, Episode 22 of the Daily DOGE Report, the only show brave enough to sniff out the truth while these other guys are still chasing their tails.
You got that right.
I'm your ridiculously handsome host, Caleb.
And I'm the one keeping him somewhat in line, Grace.
Folks, you know why you're here? You want the real chew toys, not the squeaky liberals trying to bury them.
That's right. Today we're diving deep into what our favorite Department of Government efficiency has been up to. And let me tell you, it's more action-packed than a squirrel trying to bury a truckload of nuts.
We got the inside scoop on their latest battles against the swamp creatures, their new weapons in the war on waste, and of course the whiny noises coming from the usual suspects.
So buckle up, buttercups, because we're about to unleash the hounds of truth on the latest from DOGE.
So one of the things that really jumped out at me in this deep dive was how DOGE is communicating.
Yeah, how they're getting their message out there.
It's like they've ditched the smoke signals and gone full on digital.
Absolutely. And the platform of choice seems to be X.
You know, the one formerly known as Twitter.
That's the one. And it's fascinating to see how they're using it as their primary channel for updates.
It's like their digital megaphone.
Exactly. And we've got two key accounts to watch here, at Doge and at DOJ.gov.
Right. So at Doge, that's where they dropped the bomb about their new fraud prevention measure.
Yeah, that announcement came through loud and clear on March 25th.
Basically, they're saying any government payment over 10 grand is getting extra scrutiny now.
Right, trying to plug those leaks in the system.
Makes you wonder what kind of shenanigans were happening before they put this in place.
It does make you think. And then we have at DOJ.gov.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. What's the deal with that account?
Seems like it's their rapid response team, you know, handling the real-time interactions and providing context as things unfold.
So like when Senator Wyden started making noise?
Exactly. Their crap back at him came through at DOJ.gov.
It's like a digital sparring match playing out in public.
It really highlights how they're using X to directly engage with critics and shape the narrative.
And you know what's funny?
What's that?
You'd think an organization obsessed with government efficiency would have a top-notch website.
You're talking about Doge.gov.
Yeah, you know, the official one.
Whoa, according to our sources, that thing hasn't been updated since March 18th.
Seriously?
Yeah, talk about a digital ghost town.
It's like they're putting all their eggs in the X basket.
It seems that way, and it's a bold move.
So if you want to keep up with DOGE, you got to be scrolling.
It's the new town square of government transparency.
Okay, so they're tweeting up a storm, but what's the big idea behind all this?
Right, what's driving DOGE and these new moves they're making?
Why all the fuss?
Well, when you look at the big picture, it's clear they're laser focused on two things: boosting government efficiency and tackling waste and fraud.
Like a two-headed watchdog guarding the taxpayer's wallet.
Exactly. They want to modernize federal technology, streamline processes, and make sure every dollar is spent wisely.
It's like they're giving the government a much needed makeover.
A 21st century upgrade, if you will.
And this new fraud prevention measure for payments over 10 grand. That's a prime example of their strategy.
Absolutely. They're sending a clear message. We're watching where your tax dollars are going, especially when it comes to those big payouts.
So no more blank checks for the swamp creatures.
It's about accountability and transparency.
And this isn't some random isolated action either.
Right. This builds on their previous efforts, like those changes they made to the Small Business Administration loans and the crackdown on government credit card use.
It's like a multi-pronged attack on wasteful spending.
They're tightening the belt across the board, trying to plug every leak in the system.
So when the critics start howling like good old Senator Wyden, how does DOGE respond?
Ooh, do they back down and apologize?
Had a chance.
They double down.
They don't mince words.
They're known for their direct and assertive communication style.
You could even say they're a bit confrontational.
Perhaps. But they stand by their mission, and they're not afraid to push back against those who question their methods.
They're like the honey badger of government agencies.
They don't care.
They just keep doing their thing.
And their thing is to eliminate government bloat, as they call it.
That's their go-to justification for everything they do.
They argue that their actions are essential to ensure fiscal responsibility and that anyone who stands in their way is contributing to the problem.
So it's us versus them. The reformers versus the swamp.
It's a classic Washington showdown.
Okay, let's rewind a bit and talk about this Senator Wyden situation.
What exactly went down between him and DOGE?
So it all kicked off on March 25th when DOGE fired back at Wyden on X.
That's right. Their @DOGEGov account sent out a rather pointed tweet at 10.56 a.m. Eastern Time.
Now, it seems like Wyden had been raising concerns about DOGE's activities.
Yeah, possibly based on information from alleged whistleblowers.
Always with the whistleblowers.
They add a certain dramatic flair to the story.
So Wyden was probably suggesting that DOGE might be overstepping its authority?
Right, exceeding its mandate.
And DOGE's response was basically put up or shut up.
They demanded evidence to support these claims.
They called his concerns theatrics and a distraction from the real issue of government bloat.
They essentially accused him of political grandstanding.
You know, trying to score points without any substance.
It was a bold move, and it highlights the political challenges that DOGE faces.
They're shaking things up, and not everyone is happy about it.
Change is never easy, especially in the world of government.
So this Wyden situation is just one example of the pushback they're getting.
Right. There's a whole chorus of critics out there.
And they're not just complaining about tweets.
No, they're taking issue with some of DOGE's concrete actions, like those EPA grant cuts and the shutdown of that climate equity fund.
Yeah, those were some big moves.
They certainly ruffled some feathers.
We're talking about $116 million in EPA grants gone, including funding for workforce initiatives.
And a $2 billion climate equity fund shut down completely.
Those are not small potatoes.
It's clear that DOGE is not afraid to make tough decisions and cut spending where they see fit.
Even if it means alienating powerful interests and sparking political controversy.
It's all part of their mission to streamline government and eliminate waste.
So beyond the Twitter wars, what are some of the specific things DOGE is doing to curb financial misuse?
Well, this new fraud prevention measure for government payments over $10,000 is a major step.
Tell us more about that.
Basically, they're adding an extra layer of screening to those payments.
So no more rubber stamping.
It's about making sure every dollar is accounted for and that there's a clear justification for every expenditure.
Sounds like a good idea in theory, but how is it going to work in practice?
Well, the details are still a bit murky, but the intent is clear. To prevent fraud and ensure that government funds are used appropriately.
And they're not just focusing on big payments either.
Right. This new measure builds on their earlier initiatives, like those changes to SBA loan applications and the increased scrutiny of government credit card usage.
So they're tackling the problem from multiple angles.
Exactly. They're trying to create a culture of accountability within government.
And they're not just relying on prevention either.
Right. Remember Attorney General Pam Bondi's statement about prosecuting fraud cases uncovered by DOGE?
So they're not messing around.
They're serious about holding people accountable for financial wrongdoing.
It's like they're saying, we're watching you, and if you try to cheat the system, you'll be sorry.
They're not afraid to use the stick as well as the carrot.
All right, so DOGE is out there swinging their budget axe, tightening the purse strings, and cracking down on fraud.
But how do they justify all of this when the complaints start rolling in?
Because you know they will.
Oh, absolutely. There's always pushback when you try to change the status quo.
So what's their defense?
Well, they always come back to their core mission, modernizing technology, eliminating inefficiencies, and reducing waste and fraud.
They're like the cleanup crew of government.
Exactly. And they argue that any criticism they face is just political posturing.
Like Senator Wyden's theatrics.
Right. They say it's all noise designed to distract from the real work they're doing.
And they always demand evidence to back up any claims of overreach.
They're not afraid to call out their critics and challenge them to prove their allegations.
So it's a very assertive and confrontational approach.
But it seems to be working for them.
They're getting things done, even if it means making some enemies along the way.
And they're certainly not shy about publicizing their successes.
Let's talk about this new fraud prevention measure again.
What are the key takeaways there?
Well, it's a significant change to the way government payments are handled.
Right. Any payment over $10,000 is now subject to additional screening.
It's a new layer of bureaucracy, but it's designed to catch potential fraud before it happens.
And it's a clear signal that DOGE is serious about tackling financial misuse.
But here's the interesting part.
What's that?
They announced this major policy change on X.
You're kidding?
Nope. It's true. They tweeted it out at 12.25 a.m. on March 25th.
So they're really embracing the power of social media.
It's their preferred method of communication.
And it's a stark contrast to their neglected website.
Doge.gov is gathering dust while their X accounts are buzzing with activity.
It's a new era of government transparency.
Or at least a new era of government tweeting.
It certainly raises questions about how government information will be disseminated in the future.
Okay, so we've covered what DOG is doing and why they're doing it.
But what's the real-world impact of all this activity?
Are they actually making a difference?
Well, it's still early days, but we're starting to see some tangible effects.
Like those new payment procedures.
And the significant cost-cutting measures.
But of course, there's also pushback.
Senator Wyden is leading the charge there.
But he's not alone.
There are plenty of people who are concerned about DOGE's methods and their potential consequences.
They argue that DOGE is going too far too fast.
That they're cutting essential services and overstepping their authority.
But DOGE remains defiant.
They dismiss these concerns as political posturing.
They say they're doing what needs to be done to fix a broken system.
And they're not backing down from anyone.
So it's a battle of wills, a clash of ideologies.
And it's playing out in the public arena for all to see.
All right, let's do a quick recap of the key DOGE updates from this period.
From March 24th to 25th, 2025.
What are the headlines?
Well, the biggest news is definitely the new fraud prevention measure for government payments over $10,000.
That's a game changer.
And then there's DOGE's very public response to Senator Wyden's criticisms.
They didn't hold back.
But it's important to remember that this is all happening against a backdrop of other significant events.
Like those EPA grant cuts.
And the shutdown of the Climate Equity Fund.
Elon Musk had also been tweeting about working with HHS to eliminate waste.
And Attorney General Pam Bondi had announced her plan to prosecute fraud cases uncovered by DOGE.
And let's not forget that unverified figure of $238 billion in potential savings.
And that number was making the rounds on X.
So it's a complex and rapidly evolving situation.
With a lot of moving parts.
But one thing is clear. DOGE is making waves.
They're shaking up the status quo.
And they're not afraid to fight for what they believe in.
Even if it means ruffling a few feathers.
All right, let's zoom out a bit and look at the bigger picture.
What's the overall context for DOGE's efficiency drive in March 2025?
Well, they were clearly in the midst of a major push to streamline government operations.
The new fraud prevention measure and their response to Wyden were just two pieces of that puzzle.
And they were doing all of this while facing significant political opposition.
And relying heavily on X for their communication.
It's a fascinating case study in how a relatively new organization can leverage technology and public relations to disrupt the established order.
And it's worth noting that they're not without their supporters.
Right. We came across a clip from Fox News where Jessica Millen Patterson said that DOGE is exactly what Americans asked for.
She's a former chairwoman of the California Republican Party.
So she's definitely got her finger on the pulse of conservative politics.
And then there's that Fox News article about the Trump administration cutting over $1 million in funding for transgender animal experiments.
Apparently, Senator Joni Ernst, the chair of the Senate DOGE caucus, thanked Trump and DOGE for that.
She called it wacky pseudoscience.
So there's definitely a cultural and political dimension to DOGE's mission.
They're not just about saving money, they're also about promoting a certain set of values.
And that's what makes them so controversial.
They're challenging the status quo on multiple levels.
All right, so what's the one big takeaway from all of this?
What should our listeners be thinking about?
Well, for me, it's the way DOGE is using X to communicate.
It's a very modern and very unconventional approach.
It's like they're bypassing the traditional media and going straight to the people.
And it's raising all sorts of interesting questions about the future of government transparency and public engagement.
It's a brave new world out there, folks.
And DOGE is leading the charge.
Well, folks, another day, another dollar saved, hopefully, thanks to DOGE. It's clear they're not backing down from the swamp creatures or their silly accusations.
Absolutely. They're draining the swamp one ridiculous government program at a time.
But hey, speaking of things going down, our own funding is looking emptier than Joe Biden's schedule after 3 p.m.
That's right. We love bringing you the unbiased truth, the belly laughs, and the conservative perspective without any of that woke nonsense.
But apparently, keeping this beacon of freedom shining bright costs more than just our good looks.
If you appreciate us cutting through the chaos and giving you the DOGE deets,
then pony up those pennies for just 99 cents a month. That's less than a gallon of gas these days. You can help keep the daily DOGE report barking.
Head over to our show page and hit that subscribe button. Share this deep dive with your fellow patriots, your Elon-loving buddies, anyone who's tired of the elite liberal agenda.
We were even number 16 in government podcasts on Apple. Imagine if you could stay there.
Don't let the liberals win by silencing us. Subscribe, share, and help us keep this doggone good show on the air.
Thanks for tuning in, folks. Until next time, Stay vigilant, stay funny, and trust the DOGE.
And maybe send us some dog treats, metaphorically speaking, of course.